We're going. Here we
We're
are.
going. All right. Hello, Gia.
Hello,
Are you
Keisha.
there, Gia?
I'm like 982% here. So
82, that seems high.
Maybe that's too high. You did just see me. Maybe like 69, 68.
Yeah, I feel like I'm never higher than 70, so.
Probably, yeah. That's all we can ask for at this advanced age.
That's right. Yeah, maybe it's more like our age. That's
the
where we're at. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. But yeah. Anyway, we did watch Hospital. And I, in the vein of the gratitude journaling that we discussed last time.
Oh, right. I already forgot about that. Yeah.
Already, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sure, go ahead.
I found myself thinking of, like, what would I tell Keisha was my, like, favorite about, like, today's episode, favorite scene or...
Okay, that's a good way to start, Gia. Go ahead.
Okay. My favorite scene was Sunny and Ava today. I loved their banter and chemistry. And I found myself wanting them to be an actual couple.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed that very much too. I don't know if I would go as far as you in what I want from them.
Never have gone as far as me.
No, and maybe
and
I'll regret
yet in
that
some
one
ways
day.
You've gone so much further.
I know, whatever that means.
Someday we'll tell the people some of the shit you've done in your day.
But I do love that they're friends kind of who really they
or at
know
least
each
allies.
Other. And they understand each other better than maybe anybody, you know?
Yes. And there's no like
pretense.
I don't know if you'd say that Sonny had to pretend about who he was with Carly. I guess that's not really true, but
kind of in a way he did. I mean, he kept stuff separate from her, right?
Yeah. So
that, you know, maybe he's telling himself that's not the same thing, but in a way it is.
Now, of course, Ava's from a mob family.
Yeah,
in
and
her
she's
so maybe
done
she,
things that she felt she were sure justified.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or not.
I just liked how he can be himself with her and kind of discuss his methodology, his body of work, if you will.
If you will. Uh-huh.
And not feel judged. And
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And she'll have a fresh take on whether that was a good idea. You know, there's none of the outrage of you did what? It's just like, well, that was maybe a good idea or, you know.
Yeah. It must be. I mean, I know they're imaginary people, but it would be very liberating to know that you could just have a conversation with someone, you know, and just sort of cut to the chase.
Yeah, we're all still looking for that person, aren't we?
Yeah, well, I always felt like Jason was that person for a lot of people.
You know? For Carly, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, because he got her crazy.
Yep. And he never tried to make anybody behave or do things in a way that was sort of against their nature, you know?
Yeah. And he wasn't disappointed in people because he never had any like higher standards for them or anything.
Yeah. And that is kind of a lovely trait.
My old man is a little bit like that.
Yeah. Rory.
Yeah. I don't want to call him Rory anymore because.
Okay. There's a lot of buzz about what Rory is up to, huh?
Yeah. Oh, so you've seen that. So I thought,
I've seen the buzz, but has there been any, like, there hasn't been anything to back up the buzz, has there?
I think possibly just that we don't know anything about him and he's somewhat diminutive in stature.
Ah, girlish, if you will.
I don't want to say
what
girlish.
You want to say petite.
But if they catch him, you know, underneath the cloak and he's wearing like a bustier and a bunch of slinky bracelets, I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't either.
He's dressed like Tim Curry in Rocky Horror, that would be so cool.
That might make up for the fact that it would kind of be a super lame twist, I think.
Really?
I think, it seems, I don't know. I mean, it all
feels very... A transvestite cop that's out there killing people is a lame twist?
No, that would sort of make it an interesting twist. Right now, yeah. It's just Rory, just plain old Rory.
Oh, if it's just plain old Rory.
That just seems like what? I don't know.
Yeah, and it's just buzz on the internet.
Yeah, I don't understand that either, where these people come up with this stuff.
Well, when I saw that, I thought that just because he is, I was like, oh, well, he is kind of on the smaller side, so... Mm-hmm. But then Diane has seen the face of somebody and thinks it's a woman.
Yes, that is correct, Gia.
But he could be made up like Herbert Hoover.
Maybe he has like a rubber mask, right? Who was it that we thought was wearing a rubber mask back in the day? Austin?
I can't remember. We wanted it to be Franklin. We wanted it to be,
peel off the mask.
And Cody, was it Cody we wanted to have be Austin?
Maybe, or Marshall.
Yeah, oh, it's Marshall, I think.
Any number of people that we really would rather not see, or we would prefer to see Franco over any of these people.
Any of these, but Franco's starting to be distant in my memory, which is sad.
Yeah, it's very sad. Now we know how Elizabeth must
feel.
So
sad. Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of small people, I just had to unbutton my pants because they're too tight.
That's big people. I'm not even wearing pants. I've been in my nightgown since I got home. I was like, fuck it. This day is a zero.
No,
I'm not doing anything.
I only put on pants because I had to go out. We're winning.
I hope it's okay that I'm doing this because my instructions after my procedure were don't drink. I was like, oh, crap. Don't drive. That's okay. Don't, sign any important papers or make any big decisions.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Which one of those things are you doing? All three?
Well, I'm just thinking, let's not do anything really important tonight on this podcast. Like, make any big declarations.
Vows. Normally we're saying a lot of super important things here. Yeah. So we'll try not to this one time, Gia.
Yeah, but I thought, isn't that funny? They think people schedule something after a procedure where they're like going and I'm getting divorced. That's it.
Or you're supposed to take somebody's divorce papers to the post office.
Yeah.
I'll make a note never to ask you to do that for me, Gia.
All just right. In case.
Yeah. So let's see.
So that was my positive for the day. Do you have any positive?
That's a good one. That's a good one. Let's think. Well, gosh, it seems like every positive is followed immediately by a negative. Like I was thinking... Lucy was kind of smart to pick up the phone in the bedroom, but then of course she smears her strawberry lipstick all over it and leaves it kind of off the hook. So, and also I guess I didn't notice that he picked up like a hotel phone, but I guess, I guess hotel rooms still have phones. So
they do. The one I was just in had one. That may have just been for looks. That may have not worked. I don't know.
It was probably a camera.
It also had a stovetop, which didn't work. So there's probably a camera. Well, they'd be sorely disappointed. yuck. Now that I'm thinking of that motel and like the scenes that might have been happening all around me, like, yuck.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess I didn't notice that either. But now that you think about it, hotel rooms still have to have phones, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they do.
If you're going to call the desk or whatever, you got to.
Yeah, although you'd think that what's-her-name would have a direct line, to his cell phone, right?
Yeah, she's icky, isn't she? I can't remember her name. Joan?
She is.
Joanne?
Ashby? Is that her name? Ashby, last name?
Is that Ned's name? No, Ashton.
Yeah.
I'm just going freeform now, sorry.
Okay.
Joan Ashby.
Okay, sure. It's Joan of Arcadia, I think.
Well, she's very unpleasant, whatever the hell her name is.
She's very unpleasant. She's always acted very suspicious, and nobody has second-guessed why she's always, there at these moments,
I think she'd make a good lacrosse coach.
No other sport. It's just lacrosse, you think?
I don't know. I just pictured that happening. I thought.
Okay.
That sort of firm tone, that sort of nasty edge.
And maybe she'd be carrying like a lacrosse stick and sort of smacking people in the shins or like delicate ankle bone if they piss her off.
Yeah. It would be women's, of course, women's lacrosse.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I just and, that,
and
that
if she's, you think if she smacked Joss, she would pay for it though.
Oh yeah. There'd be lawsuits. And
yeah. And speaking of Joss.
Okay.
We got to
see her with Cam, and I think
that was nice, but obviously it's not like he's not her priority.
She's landed on too thick because she feels guilty.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, it's just they were childhood friends, and there's nothing exotic there. That's too familiar.
Yeah.
It's too familiar, I think.
Yeah.
But it was nice to see Cam again.
It was great to see Cam. Yeah, he's being relegated to some sort of like a one-dimensional role, too.
He always has such rosy cheeks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he is such a decent guy, which makes him super appealing to me.
But he's like a golden retriever to Joss, you know? Like
to Joss, I know. She's at that age where she's granted, just like bursting through doors and things.
Yep. And I don't know. I feel like we're getting to know Dex. I mean, he may be lying, but the whole mercenary stuff, it's like, okay, that's the angle they're going with for his background.
Yeah.
That sort of fits and makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you think the wainscoting?
Right, in his apartment?
Yeah, which is it? Wainscoting?
There's also like this sort of wall treatment called judges panels that I'm in hearing.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Hearing that a lot lately. I don't know why it's a judge's
on that.
I guess because in a chamber, a judge's chambers, maybe there would
Well, anyway. That's enough of that.
Anyway,
stop it. It's weird.
Yeah.
In his place, why is it so high?
Well, that's a really good question, Gia. I was more fixated on the pillows. I was thinking, did he go shopping for those pillows?
I know. I find men's apartments fascinating.
Did it come fully furnished with the pillows?
Right. Because do you see a dude like that at,
Home Goods?
I don't know. Yeah.
Never.
Home Goods.
No, there's it's only like husbands who are just putting in their time with their wives.
Yeah. So you have to wonder, or does a guy like that, like if you're a rich guy, maybe you hire a stylist to just do your place or something.
You give her like $100 for pillows.
Or more.
or more.
I love pillows. I can picture like Jax. Remember Jax? Like I can picture him like hiring.
Slick
and sexy and hiring somebody.
Absolutely.
Jax guy just comes in and he's got houseplants and pillows.
Right.
And wainscoting.
Right. Yeah. And we don't really know like where his apartment is in relation to everything else in Port Charles.
Yeah. But it's quite well done. I picture somebody more like with a Murphy bed and a hot plate,
Yeah, kind of no frills, right? Because he might have to bug out at the, throttle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not aware of the creature comforts or not, not caring about like, I'd like a Hunter Green wainscoting. I'm thinking of one that just kind of goes halfway around the room. That's more like a chair rail.
Yeah, that's typically,
maybe that's,
I think, the height you get. Yeah,
that's more. Maybe that's more country, country living kind of style. And this is, I don't
this
know.
Is
that
how
was probably there
do it in Port Charles.
Yeah,
right.
Well, it's interesting. I like it.
Okay,
but I'm having trouble kind of squaring it with a guy. But that's just me being sexist is all that is.
Yeah,
really.
It's like, just,
why wouldn't a guy
get over it, Gia? He might need to embrace a pillow when he's watching a scary movie on TV.
You and I totally have a mutual friend who I can't imagine is listening, but we still won't say his name, that we went to school with. And I can picture him going out shopping.
Yeah, I can too. I can picture a couple of those guys going pillow shopping.
I can picture pretty much all of them doing that and doing a way better job than either
than
you
we
or
would.
I. Yeah.
They could probably take us dress shopping. Really?
Oh,
help
totally.
Us out. Yeah.
I wish some guy would do that.
I know.
I know, because they're the ones that look at you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of along my theory of, like, my neighbor across the way with the little hibiscus tree that I helped plant that she's ignoring now. Right. But anyway.
Much to your dismay.
Yes, drive me crazy. Her place is Spartan. Spartan. I mean, it's totally neat as a pin, but there's not, it's white. It's completely plain. Yep. No garden, no pots, nothing. But that's what I look at. And then she confessed to me recently that she hates yellow. Well, our place.
It's yellow.
It's white with yellow trim all over, bright yellow. And it's like bunged up with plants all over the place and little garden beds. And she has to look at that, and it probably drives her crazy.
Wow. Gosh.
You know? I'm not going to ask her. But you know
what I
mean? Like, I feel like
I think she's already, you don't have to ask her. She's told you.
She's told me.
That's what that was, Gia.
When I'm out there
tired of waiting for you to ask her.
But in that way, the link there was that it would be better to have a guy take you out and shop for you.
Yeah.
Because they're the ones looking at you.
Right.
Well, not anymore. But
no,
they might have
been. Of course not. Even if our cracks are hanging way out at Lowe's, nothing's happening there.
Is that what you did today?
No, I didn't have time. And my pants were so tight. I suppose if I had bent over for a bag of mortar or something, the crack would have had to have some place to go. But anyway, sorry.
We digress.
Yeah. We have a struggle or two. So now if you don't want to call Rory, what should we call him then?
Just the old man.
Oh, well, that's not really a hospital name, though.
Oh, you need him to have a hospital name.
He has to have a hospital name. He can have Felty or I guess
Well, let's
Oz
call him Oz. Let's call
Oz.
Him.
Okay.
Or we can just call him Haggerty.
Haggerty, yeah. Okay.
It's kind of cool. Haggerty.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And he does have a brilliant legal mind, so that works.
The old man? Yeah. He's I call him MacGyver, but I'm that's not really from the show, but that's kind of
he's resourceful.
He's like he can do shit with a bungee that you wouldn't believe.
I'm not sure that means what you think it means.
Actually other people call him that too because you're like, oh crap, we forgot the whatever, and he's like, that's all right, I can blah blah blah, you know.
Got a stick of gum just, and a bungee cord.
Yeah, he just is jury rig the term? Jury I had a lot rigged, of trouble.
Yeah.
He jury rigged. Is it Jerry or jury? Like
Jerry
you're rigging
rigged.
Jerry?
I thought
you're
hey,
rigging
you remember-
a Jerry?
You remember before we started tonight, we said we were going to like tighten things up.
I've had anesthesia. I don't know what your excuse is.
But. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, people.
Okay. Sorry. And we still don't know if it's Jerry or Jerry, but whatever.
Yeah, and I think He's we probably should it. Save that for another day.
All right, let's move on.
Okay, so we had
touched on Lucy. We've touched on Sunny and Ava.
Yeah.
And Joss and Dex.
I liked Michael and Sonny's conversation. It wasn't really conversation, but I thought Sonny did a pretty good job of breaking down what he was thinking and feeling, you know. And I can see, like, if you're some young whippersnapper like Michael, it's so much easier just to, like, dig in your heels, right?
Yeah, and stay angry and stay mad.
Yeah,
and
instead of doing the work that it's going to take, you know.
Yeah, and he was softening, and then Nina comes on the scene.
Then Nina comes along, great. Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah,
that was good.
Because I almost couldn't remember. I almost couldn't remember why Michael was so angry to begin with, you know?
Yeah.
And then when they go over it, it's like, oh, come on. And like Ava said, people get divorced all the time.
Right,
you know?
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think.
But yeah, that was a good scene. Yep, I agree. Mm-hmm. I liked.
So,
yeah, because Sonny was being very open.
Mm-hmm. And I like that he's kind of, I don't know if humble's the word, but open enough to listening to people like Gladys and looking at what's going on around him, you know, and applying those lessons.
Yes, yes. You know? But he needs to examine people's resumes a little closer.
A little bit.
Other than that, he's developed as a human quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm a little worried that Ava is giving Dex her wholehearted, you know, endorsement, because I'm still not entirely sure what's
about Dex.
There. About Dex and Sonny, you know.
Yeah, he's anti-Sonny now, which is a bummer.
I'm still not sure about that either. I feel like
you think he might be playing Michael still.
Well, or I would think that if he gets to know Sonny better, he'll see that, you know, he's no more flawed than Michael is, in a way, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
he's done
some bad things, but
I think he's going to be enemy number one with both Michael and Sonny when the Joss thing blows up.
When she gets pregnant.
When she continues to unbutton his shirt or whatever.
Yeah, right.
I liked her shirt today. It had that fade, that ombre fade.
Yes,
thing.
Ombre, yeah. And some real sort of throwback jeans.
Yeah, she's rocking the 70s look. I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is a force. She's just tearing around town, you know.
Yeah.
Speaking her mind, you know.
Speaking her mind, mixing it up.
Yeah. All by herself, though, when there's somebody with a hook out there.
Well, don't you think she has a team of men that are following
her? She must have, at least a few guys. Maybe not Norman. Nobody as talented as Norman.
Speaking of the bodyguard types, I like
Johan.
Johan also,
yeah.
I like all these day players that come in and
And
I like
Johan,
like, has he been drinking? I like that.
that was my favorite line. I think that I would put that in my gratitude journal. Another Lucy's
another little
sass.
Gem.
And it's funny, like, I still feel like we're getting shortchanged with a lot of these good characters, but like having Anna and Valentine sitting on a bench listening, you know, on their little earpieces.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, they
you
just
like
don't
that or
seem,
you didn't like that?
Well, they just don't seem convincing as spies.
Oh, as spies. Well, they never have. They're just terrible. They're the worst
spies in the
world.
It almost makes me wish this was all just like a farce, you know, and it was all just supposed to be funny, you know, because a lot of it is a little too absurd. Like, we didn't touch on this yet, but Carly's speech in front of the council.
Oh.
I mean, how stupid was that?
Yeah.
You know?
I was feeling
cares?
It when they started talking about access roads, and although, you know, those town meeting kinds of things are really dry like that. I mean, that's really how it goes.
Oh, they are, but they usually you have to wait an hour before you get to, you know, say your piece, and you have a lot of morons ahead of you. So,
yeah. And I don't think she was all that impassioned or inspiring.
No.
Drew kind of held his kept his lip buttoned most of the
time.
You
knew he was going to say he was proud of her, though, and the way he like put his arms out.
That is exactly the line that stuck in my craw. Yep. So I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, so paternalistic. I can't even tell you. And I thought that was just me being me.
It was the body language and everything. And you knew, I mean, we knew that was how he was going to respond, but it's like, you know, like nothing, none of this would have counted if he hadn't signed off on it as, you know.
Yeah.
And I, you know, to be honest, who gives a shit about any of it to begin with, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I suppose
he's just trying to get in her pants still. Like, does he even care about it? I don't know.
And it just seems like, I mean, I know she's removed from everything that's going on in Port Charles, but it just feels like a weird thing to get invested in at this moment.
Yeah, like I was kind of on board with the take her out of there and have her go on a like kind of like her own little Nixon Falls thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, like
sort
of like a parallel.
That would have been a brilliant idea, Gia. If in the plane crash she'd been knocked out.
you know? And it had all been like we initially thought maybe it was all just her dreaming.
Yeah.
But what they've done with this, like I agree that like what a weird thing to write, the battle over the cemetery.
When there are people actually dying, you know, in Port Charles. And people very close to her, you know, close to her circle.
Yeah, and her like that when she was talking about being there for her own kids, I was like, yes, exactly. I agree. You do need to go home. And so maybe if they just picked some other cause in town,
you know,
like legalizing prostitution or something like that, in the name of Aunt Ruby, or you know.
Yeah, like maybe she could have, you know, because she left everything on the plane, she would have had to ask a stranger for some money and then got caught up in some sort of a sting operation and is thrown in jail because they thought she was a whore.
Oh, that would have been fun. Yep. That brings me right back to Hill Street Blues. Somebody's always having to play a whore on the streets on that show.
Yeah.
I'm almost to the end of it, so I'm diving into Saint Elsewhere.
Oh, I love Saint Elsewhere. That was a good
one. I'm enjoying it, but the old man is like, oh, you know, anytime I try to watch it like when I'm just like eating lunch or something, and you know,
when he's like, busy with other stuff.
Dude, like, dude, you don't have to be here, you know.
Oh yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
I don't like to listen to all your videos about, you know, the Mixolydian scale or whatever. But anyway, that's how it goes around here.
I see. Mixolydian scale. Okay.
Yeah, we need a bigger place. Mm-hmm. Well, did we cover all? Well, the huge mm-hmm. thing is Esme. And is there anything you'd like to say to me at this point?
Me say to you?
Yeah. I mean, hello, hearken back to I don't know how many episodes ago when I predicted
that she'd be pregnant.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know.
I have to spell it out for you.
Yes, I'm gonna make you. Well, I'm gonna need to see a paternity test also.
Okay.
And I, you know, I think you know as well as I do that it's not hard to look pregnant.
Well, it would be for an Esme. I mean,
I guess, especially if she's been like, you know, floating in a river for a long time.
But I don't get like how she looks so very pregnant already, and Willow looks like she's lost weight.
Yeah, yeah, that's true too.
And I'm not sure what the timing is on both those pregnancies, but Esme looked pretty pregnant. I mean, how long has she been gone? Two weeks?
I don't know. Longer than 2 weeks, but not as long as Willow's been pregnant, I don't think.
I didn't think so either. But anyway, but I thought that was fun today. That was good soap opera stuff, I thought.
It was very soap opera-y. I'm glad Nicholas had like something up his sleeve. I don't know if it was the most brilliant.
Yeah, because he seems so stupid.
Yeah, and I thought, my God, don't even turn your back on her. You know, she'll bury a needle in your neck or something, right?
But they were actually showing a little sort of chemistry in their dialogue back and forth, which
they
I was
were
enjoying.
Very close to each other. Yeah.
Yeah. They were at least they weren't going at it like velociraptors like last time, but I thought they were tossing out lines to each other pretty quick-witted,
and evenly matched.
Yeah, and I like the Jane Eyre element of locking her up in the in the cobwebby quarters up there.
Right. And,
what was the man's name? What was the hero on Jane Eyre? Not Rothschild.
Heathcliff?
Or is that's Wuthering Heights.
No, what is it?
Wuthering Heights.
It does start with an
Rochester.
R.
Rochester?
Yeah, that's the husband, right?
Yeah. And he's got his insane wife locked up in the attic, and poor Jane is she's gonna fall in love with him, and he's got the hidden. He's so complicated, but she'll forgive him for locking the wife up.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, I think that'll be a lot of fun when Ava moves home and
and
hearing the noises and,
It's not going to take long for her to sniff Esme out. And I can't imagine Esme could be locked up very effectively anywhere.
No, probably not. But it'll be fun. And it'll be fun to, the baby thing, like that's ongoing fun. So I approve wholeheartedly of that plot.
You
line.
Do. Okay. You enjoy that. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Because how are they going to work that out? I mean, Ava can't just keep coming and going from Windermere and be like, I'm done with you or I'm out of here, back and forth.
No.
You know, so.
Yeah. Right.
So maybe they'll raise the baby as a threesome or something.
Oh, that's a lovely idea, Gia.
Sort of a 60s kind of idea,
well then you got to involve Victor, right?
Why
like the nanny? Well, it's oh,
the nanny. Yeah Now you're cooking with gas.
And then you bring Spencer home from lockup.
Oh my
and
god,
he'll be like a hardened guy at that point. Right.
Yeah, he'll be a hard guy. Yeah, exactly.
He'll have like a knife in his boot and stuff,
How long will he be there? Will he be sending out like decorative license plates for Christmas to everyone?
He's only got what, like 2 months left?
Okay. Well, that puts him at Christmas time.
You think they arranged for it that way? So he can spend the holidays in jail.
I want to throw out another thing I read on social media just to get your reaction about the killer.
Yeah.
And I don't like this. I'm just, it's not my idea, but that it's Trina, that she's having a schizophrenic.
Oh my. Wow. Gosh. These people are way more imaginative, I think, than the writers.
And I'll tell you what I don't like about that. Well, first of all, I don't like that Trina would be a killer.
Yeah. And that a schizophrenic would be just the easy
I think they're misinterpreting schizophrenia again as a multiple personality disorder where you switch in and out of personalities. And that annoys me.
Yeah.
But you think they'd go there with that?
I don't think so, no. I mean, that would mean they really didn't give us any credit at all, which would be fair. But
yeah, we don't deserve any credit.
We don't deserve any credit, but I think they don't have such a low opinion of us yet to try to pull that off.
A lot of people do.
A lot of people do. And again, it's fair, but
they have not misjudged us.
No. But that you'd have to, like, how would you explain so many other things, if she were the.
Like what?
Like what?
Back it up.
Well, I mean, it seems like you'd have to account for, I don't know, her whereabouts. And it seems like, I mean, maybe you could do that pretty easily. I don't know, but.
Yeah, I didn't go back mentally and trace like where she was for each. I just thought, well, they could tie, they could kind of, that would give them a way to tie a lot of storylines together, and they do seem to like to do that.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah.
But I hope that's not how they're going with it, because that would.
Bracelets? Does she typically wear bracelets?
Probably. I don't know. I'm still going with the Rory cross-dressing.
You like that one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we haven't seen much of him lately, have we?
No, we really have. And well, and the other thing that made me think that people might be right about that was not my idea. Well, the cross-dressing is.
But, you're going to take credit for that. Yeah. As well you should.
But that he has invited her away on some weekend, right?
Yeah.
And she's feeling a little afraid.
Yeah. You know, and like, I was a little disappointed in Ava. And I understand like why she wanted her to like start having fun. But I thought, man, she trust your gut, kid.
Yeah, you trust your gut. Don't go.
Yeah, don't go.
So that made me think that's a perfect setup for finding out that he's the killer.
Yeah, that's true.
And there'd be some other jingling thing, like what else jingles? Maybe something, well, like keys. Do cops have a bunch of keys on a belt loop or something?
Yeah, sure.
Or something hitting your pistol.
I cannot talk to you when you're like this, Gia. This is young Rory we're talking about.
Well, I'm just trying to think, like what else? So they've decided, oh, it's a woman,
right? But, well, it would be a great opportunity for her to like kill him too if it was Trina.
Yeah, what would be gained by that?
Nothing.
Okay.
Not saying it would be like good, but
so we've come up with some good stuff here, though.
Not today, though.
No, so I think so. The Rory as the killer, cross-dressing killer. Mm-hmm. With a nod towards Rocky Horror. I mean, it's October.
Yeah,
that would be fun, you know.
Yeah, and Carly could still be arrested for being a whore.
Yep. That nasty woman could somehow arrange to have her hauled off. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep. This could all congeal around Halloween somehow, you know.
Uh-huh, right. And then you get the whole thriller video sequence.
Spookiness happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. I think that might be all I got.
Yeah. Yeah. That's plenty, Gia. Plenty.
Okay.
Okay. All right, dear.
All right. That was fun. Thanks for listening, people.
Yes. Thank you so much. And thanks for rising to the occasion, Gia.
It took my mind off my convalescing. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right.
And we'll talk to you soon. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.